to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. You guys can jump on into the show, 706-993-4606. That's that number for you guys to call in. Hit us up on Facebook at Under the Wrestling Call-In Show. Follow along at Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. Follow along on the website, thewrestlingcallinshow.com. As I am awaiting my co-hosts, should have Hightower joining us in just one moment. Talked to him earlier. He has some things he wants to talk about tonight. I got a full plate for this show tonight. So we're going to have some fun. We'll talk about Goldberg. We'll talk about the return of Mickie James. I'm sort of psyched about the return of Mickie James. I'm not really crazy about Goldberg coming back, but let me get your thoughts on that. 706-993-4606. That's that number for you to call in. Let's see real quick. Well, we got a minute. Here we go. Let's see if I can bring him up on the line real quick. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
How you doing, what's up?
Chilling, man. Chilling. How's your week been, man?
Been good.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk about a few things real quick as we get the show started. Look like we're going to be getting the return of Mickie James to face Asuka for the NXT Women's title at NXT TakeOver Toronto. You excited about that?
I'm actually pretty excited. Me that too. Just hit me out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It kind of really actually hit me out of nowhere. I was looking online. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Mickie James? Now, I was looking down on the Facebook group, thought it was fake. Mm-hmm. And then I looked online again, like, oh, shit. She really came back.
Yeah. She is coming back to face Asuka. I don't think she's going to win, but it should be, you know, a pretty good match.
You know why WWE did that? Well, NXT, because they don't have no women. Well, you know, they do, but they still in development. They still developing. Mm-hmm. They really have a strong, other than Asuka, NXT, I think they really don't have nobody that's, you know, up there with Asuka right now, even though we got our Amber Moon, but she's still a develop, you know, she's still developing her character, right?
Yeah, she's still developing the character. She's got the skill set, but she's still developing the character. Right now in the chat, it's just myself and one anonymous user, but hey, the show is young. We'll grab some more people as we go along for the night. But I like Mickie James coming back. I think it was a good move. The rumor around the interwebs is it was supposed to be Trish Stratus, but she is now pregnant with her second child. So they had to scrap that idea and go with Mickie James. So, you know.
Wonder how Johnson felt about it.
You know what? Somebody made a joke to me earlier on Facebook. That's why they didn't bring Mickie James to SmackDown.
Yeah, that was smart.
That's why they didn't bring it SmackDown. So, you know, but I'm happy to see her back.
You know, help, Alexa Bliss. Oh my gosh, man, it's just a turnaround for her.
Do you like Alexa Bliss? I'm liking Alexa Bliss a lot.
Yeah, I'm liking her a lot more and more. SmackDown division for the women is getting real good.
She gets the title shot against Becky Lynch November 8th, I want to say.
She might take it from Becky.
November 8th at I gotta look at it. I have it here in my notes. She gets a title shot real soon as Becky is recovering from injury. And she could take it. She really could take it. They look to be kind of hard. They look to be kind of high on her. So we'll definitely see. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Got so much going on. Oh, hold up. Randy, what's up, my friend?
What's good?
How you doing, man?
How's everything?
Randy?
Yeah, we got Randy.
Yeah, I'm 2 weeks in a row, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be the November 8th edition of SmackDown Live in Glasgow, Scotland, is when Alexa Bliss is getting that title shot. So,
I'm talking about Scotland?
In Glasgow, Scotland. Mm-hmm.
She's going to lose.
November the 8th. She could.
Becky's going to lose in her, well, not hometown, but Scotland. No, Ireland where she's from, right? Ireland, or is she Scotland? From
Ireland. Mm-hmm.
Ireland, okay. Well, she's still going to lose.
Now, I'm liking Alexa Bliss. Randy, I know you're liking Alexa Bliss too, right?
Yeah, I like it. But I want that title safe for Eva Marie.
We know how you feel about that. But you know what, Randy? You know, we know we give you grief, but at least you call in, Randy. At least you call in. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about.
To get your thoughts and opinions out there. And we thank you for that. Unlike Mr. Dante Baker.
What was that question you want to get through?
Man, I just want to talk to him in general because it's like he seems, you know.
He's a WWE apologist.
Yeah.
You can definitely say he's a WWE apologist, and
and that's
it's pretty fun because some shit in WWE do be fucking shitty.
Yeah.
A lot of shit. I'll be calling them out on their shit. Sometimes I could be a WWE apologist too, but I will call them out on their shit.
Yeah.
Man. Stupid. Like, I'm a positive guy, like honestly, but nah, man. This guy could see the dumbest shit and he'd be like, no, yeah, everything's okay with it.
It's fantastic, man. It's fantastic. You need to get behind it and support it. Okay. Now, we're also going to be getting the return of Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Look, man. I was listening to the rant for the second time this week, today. And Tony C was saying something to the effect of the millennials have got to learn who he is. No, they don't.
Cause they want to see Brock Lesnar get his ass whooped by somebody.
Goldberg is 50.
He might eat that pen. No, I'm telling you, Brock gonna end up eating that pen once again. Goldberg is in business.
Do you think we're gonna get the whole Braun Strowman? You know how he said he wants somebody strong, bloody blah, and that's when this guy's gonna come in.
I mean, Goldberg's supposed to be on Monday night.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to come Monday night to answer Paul Heyman's challenge, and there's no
telling where it's going. My thing is, can his old ass pick up Braun Strowman? Because I know he did that to Big Show back in the day, but can he do it now?
I think the last time also Goldberg fight
was you gotta remember, too.
He did.
Is not a wrestler.
He's not.
And he haven't fought. He fought a whole lot of matches, but not a lot of matches like Sting,
right,
Taker,
right?
Them, you know, Kane. He's not. I think he'd still be able to wrestle a little bit, but not to his. Like he's still a crappy wrestler, but
yeah, he's the king of squash matches.
Yeah, it's time for somebody to lose, and Brock have to lose this match.
Uh-oh, we got Billionaire Ted in the chat. What's up, Billionaire Ted? But Hightower, the thing to me, Goldberg won the first meeting. So wouldn't it make sense for Lesnar to take the second?
Okay. If anything, Brock could take the second, but I want, what's the name, to come out on top.
What you think, Randy?
Goldberg need to come out on top on this one, especially if they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame. Triple H made a deal. Okay, we let Brock win, and then y'all have one more match, and then this will be Brock's first feud that he lost. because you know he didn't win the feud against the Undertaker. He won the feud against the Undertaker. Mm. Brock have to lose a feud. He have to.
Well, what you think, Randy? Like, yeah. What you think, Randy?
Me, like me, honestly, I think. Honestly, I don't even want to see this shit. Like, I will. I don't mind him coming out. Let's say sparing Braun Strowman, and that'll be it right there. Like, you know, I don't care. Like, but if I could pick from either of them, mm-hmm. I'd rather have Brock Lesnar because he's a WWE guy, and I was never a WCW guy, so I could care less about Goldberg.
Brock Lesnar is on his own. I don't even count him as a WWE guy no more. He's in business. Nah. So
no, no, I feel you, but he's like he was, you know, he was grown in the WWE. Was like Goldberg, and he was basically Goldberg. Goldberg was their monster. WWE, this was our monster. And I was never a WCW guy. If anything, all I used to watch was the first hour for the Cruiserweight, and boof, got ready for my war zone.
Right,
Raw is war.
Right. Real quick, let me go ahead and get this out the way while I have it on my mind. First ever Rant EM prank call special will air live Tuesday, November 1st at 10 p.m. And our coverage for WWE Hell in a Cell begins live Sunday, October 30th at 7 p.m. Be ready. Please, please come to the website and check out both shows. My only thing with Goldberg, like I said before, he's 50. And I just don't know. He doesn't even look to be in the shape he was. You know, and of course he would be because he's older. But he doesn't look to be in the same condition he was before.
But I feel like if he's taking this deal, it's because he got something behind his back, you know? Like, I don't think he's going to... Because you got to admit one thing. That guy has mad fucking pride. You know, where he don't like losing. He likes to look, you know, he likes to be top notch and everything. So I don't think he's going to come to look stupid.
Right.
He has to have something up his sleeves.
He's going to have to he's going to have to work. Hopefully yeah. We get longer. At least we get longer than a, what, 5-minute match.
And I actually saw that match. I was there at Madison Square Garden for WrestleMania 20. And I remember, I went through that. I suffered. That's why I don't want to see that shit. That shit was horrible.
Let me ask you fellas this, and Hunter, I'll start with you. Is he a Hall of Fame wrestler?
Of course.
And Goldberg's all right, he is.
Mm. Yes, Goldberg is.
WCW. He is. They practically made him a star. So, a phenomenon. I'm not saying he as big as Hogan, but he's up there with Sting, Taker, Shawn, Bret Hart, all them guys. He's up there with them as a wrestler.
But what?
And they loved him in the meet. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you guys, but what puts him in that state? Because to me, once you get past that entrance... You know, and maybe Jackhammer in the Big Show, he was like cookie cutter big man.
Yeah, but that was his thing, you know? Like, everybody had their one thing. Goldberg was basically the king of squashes, and he made a name out of that bullshit. You know, people believe the hype.
Right.
Spear, Jackhammer, a minute later, he was in the back. People ate that shit up.
He was like the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Boom. That's exactly. And Warrior was horrible fucking wrestling.
Yeah, he was.
And look, he's one of the greats.
Yeah, hella charisma, I know that. I don't care what nobody's Warrior.
Even though
he'll say some crazy shit promos, it was still like powerful.
Like Psycho Sid. The guy is fucking retarded, but you gotta admit it, when he spoke
Psycho said appearance though.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Looking crazy. He was one of my favorite wrestlers.
Psycho Sid?
One of my wrestlers back there.
I can sort of get that.
Every time he picks somebody up at a powerbomb, I feel for their life.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop that match between those two.
Oh man, the one where he hit him with the
camera.
I remember that shit. Watching with my cousins.
I think I was like 8 or 9. I don't know how old I was, but I was pretty young. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
And see, Tony C said, you know, he brought up the millenniums, but if I had a choice to have them watch Goldberg or Seth Rollins, I'd choose Seth Rollins.
Of course, I'll choose Seth Rollins over anybody right now.
Man. The way Seth Rollins wrestles. But no, the thing is just, okay, let's say he gets inducted. He gets in the video game. It's good that people, like the younger kids, see him. Yeah. Like, oh, this was a guy from back in the days. Okay, but that's it. After a month or two, maybe a WrestleMania match, who knows? That's it.
Some of those going back and probably like those squash matches. You never know.
Yeah.
They probably, oh, this is Goldberg squashing everybody.
I remember when I was young, people were like, oh, shit, that's Stone Cold's brother. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, you know.
And that win streak, because I swear, one week he was 35-0. The next week he was like 172-0, I swear.
That was the most shady fucking streak ever.
You ran house shows, right?
Yeah, they had house shows.
They counted house shows.
Yeah, they counted house show wins. They didn't count just your TV wins. They counted house show wins.
Yeah.
And most of but you're not wrestling that often. Or that you're not wrestling that much on a house show. I mean, I know those guys.
I never heard house shows in WCW. I heard them in WWF when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But I would rarely hear anything about house show with WCW.
Yeah, WCW had house shows. They came here to Augusta. They came into Augusta several times. They came to the Bell Auditorium here in Augusta, and then they came to the Civic Center. We had a Nitro, I think, here in Augusta as well. So, but I just never liked Goldberg. I never liked him. I've never been a Goldberg guy. Like I said, his interest was cool, but him himself, he just never did it for me. And now him and Brock are going at it again. Now, it's reportedly it's only going to be for one match, but there's also the caveat is that WWE can have more matches if that one match goes over with Goldberg.
That's the other thing. Like, okay, they had the one match before, but like, why waste it on him again? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, like, on Brock.
Yeah. He want to keep Roman and make
him look good. Like, so many people they have now, and they're going back to the last person.
I see it.
Come on, man.
All right, how about this? I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off by saying this, but I don't care. Goldberg versus Roman Reigns for the U.S. title.
The spear.
The battle of the spears.
You know what? They can do that at WrestleMania.
They
spear
could.
Versus spear.
They could.
And Reigns will carry him in the ring. Reigns will do the call.
They could do like one of those like anime shit, like when two people clash, and then you see that big ass aura, and then shit blow up.
Yep.
So they run and do a spear at the same time. And then that whole fucking stadium blows up.
You know what? They have to have a referee in there to call, like a special guest referee, like Stone Cold or somebody to call the match.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna have no damn direction.
And I'll make Tony C happy. It'll be Wolfpack Roman. There you go.
That'll be Tony, Big Tone's favorite match.
Big Tone might not survive.
Goldberg and Roman Reigns? Ooh.
In the same ring. And that'd be crazy. That would be crazy. So we'll see what happens on Monday night. Rumor has it Brock may be there too on Monday. That's what rumors I read today.
I just can't believe that they're wasting their fucking money on them.
I don't get it either. I don't. I know he kept saying in interviews he wants to have a chance to for his kids to see him wrestle, but man,
both of them waste their money on Brock and Goldberg.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, and thank you being there, Ted. Wait. Thank you being there, Ted. He did bring up a good point. Goldberg on Raw after 12 years. You've been at the game 12 years. We supposed to take you seriously after 12 years. Now, granted, the match won't beat your Mania, but...
Did Triple H beat him?
Hmm?
Did Goldberg ever lose in WWE? I don't remember. Like, I remember, but... I know he faced Triple H.
Didn't he face The Rock, too?
Did he face Shawn Michaels, The Rock, and Triple H at one time?
I know he did The Rock.
His first loss mm-hmm. was at the Elimination Chamber when he tried to spear Triple H and hit him with a sledgehammer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then now. A month later, he won the championship. But then 3 weeks later, they had that triple threat against Kane, Triple H, and Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they pinned him again. And then after that, it was just the whole, you know, Royal Rumble and the whole crap with Brock Lesnar.
And Brock.
Yeah. But he got pinned. I think the only guy that pinned him was Triple H. Of course, Triple H.
I could have sworn he was in the match. Was he in the match with Shawn Michaels at the Elimination? Oh, that's the first one? No, that was the second Elimination Chamber. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm texting back to Mr. To be in the tent real quick. And like I just said in the chat, I'm supposed to think that he's going to be at his best after 12 years. I don't know, man. I don't want to see it.
You never know because, shit, you never know. He might fucking start just out wrestling fucking Brock Lesnar.
Did you imagine that shit?
Yeah, that'd be wild. That would
after
be wild.
12 years, he start wrestling like as an actual wrestler.
Yeah, that'd be wild. I mean, he can do a damn thing against Steven Regal. So we'll see what he does his second go around. Hightower, I know you have something you want to talk about.
Was it?
Yeah, quick question.
Taker.
Hello.
Oh yeah, my bad. Taker on crunch. That picture, I thought it was fake. I damn near cried. When I saw that cut.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite wrestlers.
Yeah, I sent that picture to with Tony C. And yeah. I couldn't believe that shit. I'm like, damn.
Wanted to cry, bro. Literally wanted to cry. Like, Taker is done. And I'm sorry, but I blame Brock for him. For him looking like this. And that really hurts. It takes me all the way back when he lost. And I was sitting when that night when I was sitting on my couch, I damn near cried because my fucking childhood was over.
Damn.
A wrestler supposed to not be real, and I know that. Mm-hmm. But it was like just something that I was like, I knew that like my childhood was gone after that.
Let me head over.
I don't even blame you, son.
Let me head over to line number 3 real quick, bringing my good friend Surfer. Surfer, how you doing, man?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tom.
What was your childhood over about?
When The Undertaker lost against Brock Lesnar. It took like a big chunk out my heart. And I was about to damn near cry. And I know wrestling is fake, but I was like, fuck. My favorite, one of my favorite wrestlers lost at WrestleMania against somebody I fucking despise.
Hey. It does seem like he's just the wrong person for him to drop that loss to.
It should have been Cena.
Oh, back to that.
I don't know if it had to be Cena, but it just...
I just feel like it should have been Cena because he done so much for the business, and that they got respect for each other.
But see, my argument to it being Cena, you know. Maybe now you would do it.
It would have been a bittersweet moment, though, if you would have won.
Yeah.
Like, sad, but you'd be like, damn, Cena really accomplished something.
I think we're getting that shit this year. I'm sorry. And this should be his last. Like, if we get Cena versus
Undertaker, how he went down? No, he already dead.
No, because I don't know if you read. Supposedly, he got the crutches. Mm-hmm. It's because he got some work done.
Oh.
But yeah, he got some work done. Mm. And then he's healing up to get ready. Mm. And then Brock is probably going to get, from what I was reading, Shane McMahon.
I heard that rumor to Thursday. It was Thursday. That you could quite possibly see
it. Because from what I was reading, supposedly...
I thought he was going to face Sloppy Joe.
Nope. It's supposed to be Shane. It's supposed to be Shane on Mac at
Main. So, because supposedly the whole Brock thing and Goldberg, he's supposed to come out in Raw, but then supposedly what's his name? Shane McMahon is gonna sign Goldberg to SmackDown, so they got a SmackDown versus Raw thing.
Surfer, what's your take on Goldberg, Surfer?
I don't know why he has to come the fuck back in the first place. It's not like he's been wrestling someplace for the last decade or whatever. I mean, he's going to decide to get in shape and get back in the ring. He's going to look like shit.
The last time I saw him wrestle was an independent show. I think GWF? I can't remember who it
was. Was that the one where he came and helped out RBD?
He actually was going up against Scott Steiner.
When was this?
It was like 2 years ago.
Two, 3 years ago. He was actually in there with Scott Steiner.
And the one I saw was RBD was fighting someone, and then he came in for the save.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, when he was young and in shape, he was limited what he could do in the ring. Now you're going to have two old motherfuckers who are limited what they can do in the ring, because Brock, all he does is suplexes. And what is Goldberg going to do? But, I mean, what's his one move he's going to do? He can't just keep sparing him.
He don't even have a Superman punch.
So I think that's another thing that I'm a Brock Lesnar fan and everything, but I'm tired of the suplex shit. I'm tired of it. That's it. Like, every time I see a match or Joseph Star that starts up like that, I skip it. I don't even want to watch it anymore. It takes everything out of it.
Yeah.
It gets boring. Okay, he did it to Cena. Oh, haha, it was cool. But then over and over and over. No, that's it. That's played out.
But I still think Goldberg versus Wolfpack Roman. There you go. That's it. That will be it. Now, what did you guys think about our latest pay per view? What did you guys think about No Mercy?
I think it was okay. I enjoyed it. Especially, they surprised them with not surprised, because they announced it, you know, the main event being the first match and everything.
I thought it was just okay. It wasn't nothing great about it.
If you had to give it a grade, Surfer, what would you give it? I'll give it, yeah, I'm right there with you.
And, you know, because they got scared because of the debate and everything.
Yeah.
They did. AJ Styles ended up being victorious, beating Dean Ambrose and John Cena. Nikki Bella defeated Carmella. Round over, my boy Heath Slater retained the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, defeating the Usos. Baron Corbin defeat Jack Swagger. Dolph Ziggler is your new Intercontinental Champion. He beat The Miz to win the belt. Naomi ended up taking Becky Lynch's place to defeat Alexa Bliss. Bray Wyatt defeated Randy Orton. And the Hype Brothers and American Alpha defeat the Ascension and Evolved Villains. How the hell are the Ascension still around?
Somebody got to fill up the roster.
That's a terrible team. Terrible team. CM Punk made the news this week. Dana White says he probably won't have another match in UFC. He will not have another match in UFC. However, Jason David Frank, the Ring, also known as the White / Green Ranger, still wants to have a match with him.
You know, I was a big fan of him, but, like, I feel this guy, he does too much to like to be in the limelight. I don't know. And like he shows, I don't know if you ever seen his page, or he doesn't show off his shoes and shit like that. Like he I'm like I used to fucking worship this guy when I was a little kid, yo.
He was the best. What's he talking about? Green Ranger?
Hell yeah. And then I'm like, now I'm like, this fucking guy, yo. You know, bag of baby dicks, man.
Green Ranger was the shit, though. I ain't gonna say a lot. He was the shit. Green Ranger and the White Ranger.
Hell yeah. And then I will never forget in Dino, what the fuck? The one
Dino,
when he
Dino
came
Thunder.
Back as the Black Ranger.
Dino Thunder.
Oh, see, Tony C said Brock has more moves than Cena. I don't know about that.
No.
Cena had more moves than Brock.
What, by one?
A move, like...
My thing is, look, listen. Everybody says five moves of Doom, but how much does Randy Orton has? How much does Bray Wyatt has?
Until they get into like
exactly. Randy Orton might
have five, but when you go with like you go into a pay per view, like a big pay per view, he's gonna pull out all stops.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everybody had the five moves of Doom.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's just not even valid. And then just like Cena be putting out moves out of nowhere, but people don't talk about those, you know. That's why that shit is so invalid. Five moves of Doom. Come on, man.
Tony C need to call in. That's what he need to do. He need to call in.
Hi, it's me, Dante Baker.
Oh, man. Don't get my hopes up. He needs to call in, too. He has things to answer for.
I agree with everything y'all saying.
I agree with everything WWE do. Everything is perfect. It's wonderful. Yeah, right.
New day. Oh, that's another thing. Oh my god, hey, New Day.
Why are you starting trouble?
I got probably New Day too.
Come on, trouble. EC3, man.
You ought to know better.
I got a problem with New Day too. How is Big E gonna take the cereal at his tights and throw it at people?
This motherfucker throwing cereal at people's mouths. Yo, what the fuck?
And coming from his tights, and I bet you those people were dumb enough to eat it.
You know, I saw that and I'm like, yo, people okay with that? Is that even PG? And think of it, he has cereal coming from his nuts called Bootios and thumbs in your mouth.
Man, oh. I'm sorry, that's just nasty.
Well,
maybe. Are you as high of New Day like I am?
Maybe it's really Honey Nut Cheerios.
Good one, Sarah. Good one.
Honey Nut.
These nuts. TNA is in the news this week, and all for the wrong reasons.
TNA's in the news every day.
See, up until recently, I couldn't say this about the Dallas. I can't say about the Dallas Cowboys now, but the Dallas Cowboys in the past. You know, the Dallas Cowboys, they like to be in the news, in the limelight for all the wrong reasons. Well, TNA's pulling the old school Dallas Cowboys. They're in the news, in the limelight for the wrong reasons. They are being sued by several entities. People want their money. There is a company who financed Bound for Glory back in 2015. They set up a payment plan with TNA. They got one payment for TNA, and that's it. They over there suing TNA for $300,000. They also have some other companies down involved in that lawsuit, and those companies are suing them for an amount of $3.4 million. I think TNA is over, guys.
Nah, man, let's not say that. Let's wait till it happens.
That's a lot of money to old people, though, man. That's a ton of money to old folks.
Why you think Bobby Roode, all of them left? It was money problem. Bobby Roode and what this guy, he's Sanity now, Eric Young. It was money problem.
That's a lot of money, man. And Billy Corgan suing every TNA entity he can sue. He's suing Dixie Carter. He's suing Dixie's husband. He's suing Impact Ventures. He's suing the chief financial officer. He's suing everybody he can get his hands on to recruit some of that money back. And he has a valid argument because he paid for everything, assuming that he would be the one buying the company. And when Dixie didn't sell it, now he wants his money back. So, but we'll see. We'll see what
happens. Yeah, that's why I never said they're gonna die. I'm just waiting on the day when it happens to happen. Cause these motherfuckers, I don't know, like they made like a deal with the devil or some shit. Cause when you think they die, poof, they come back.
They come back. That one last little nugget, they come back. Eric Bischoff was in the news this week. Said that he didn't think Charlotte and Sasha Banks inside Hell of a Cell was a good idea.
Why?
He didn't think of it.
He didn't think that the audience would approve of two women in a match like that.
Who said that?
Eric Bischoff. I personally don't have a problem with it.
Well, one, it's not going to be as long as the normal.
Nope.
Hell in a Cell match, and two, they're not gonna climb up on top. This may be the first Hell in a Cell match where they don't leave the cage or climb on top of it.
Now it was rumored Charlotte wanted to jump off the top of the cage.
Yeah, you read about that?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to do a backflip from the top of the cage, and Vince McMahon said, "Like, no, you fucking bitch, you crazy."
I know we call you Rayquaza, but you cannot really fly, Charlotte. Sit your ass down. Sit your ass down. I got to bring up something football related. And, Surf, I'm glad you called in. Do you let Tom Brady off the hook for being a Trump supporter, Surfer?
I try not to think about it. He's always been a Republican.
And yeah.
That's the reason why I think he's supporting that clown.
Yeah.
Like some of the people that support him is only doing it because they just support whoever is a Republican.
Right.
But
that's why, crazy, man.
Why you gotta ruin my weekend?
He just had to ask you. That's just crazy for him to say what he say. And
what did he say?
You know what he said.
No, I don't.
You know what he said.
I just said I don't know what he said. What did he say?
Rapper about a pussy surfer.
Oh, you're talking about Trump.
Yeah. Really?
You know what? I don't know if anybody read my Facebook post today, but it kind of came to me what he meant by locker room talk.
Mm-hmm. I think I did read that.
Yeah, it's like everybody's thinking that he meant like, you know, football locker rooms or gym lockers. He's talking about those fucking elite country clubs where all those rich motherfuckers act that way. And that's what he's talking about. So he probably does talk like that when he's at his golf course or whatever, and don't let nobody else in but all the rich white men.
Well, Maria Canales says she's been in the locker room for 12 years with wrestlers, backstage and in green rooms, and she had never heard. And she says she's never heard.
I just told you what locker room he's talking about.
I know, but that's what she said.
Right.
That she's never heard that kind of talking dapper in a wrestling locker room.
We never hear that kind of talk because we're not in those kind of locker rooms. See, when you go to those elite country clubs where they walk around butt naked at dinner and everything. I'm serious. You know that stuff be going on. That's probably one of the reasons why they don't want women at these clubs and all. Because they'll take a shower and then walk out the shower and go sit down for dinner with no clothes on.
Let's reset the chat room real quick. It's me, Randy, Billionaire Ted, Surfer, and three anonymous users. Y'all need to stop being anonymous and call in. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to call in. Yes. Go back to my other notes here very, very quickly. WWE suspended Paige 60 days for her second wellness suspension this year. it's been said, some people are thinking she's doing this stuff so she can get out of WWE. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think so too. I think she just want to get the hell out because they basically don't want to get rid of her. So if she fails and fails, then, you know,
they're going to force their hand.
Because on the third strike, that's when you get fired.
Yeah. Now she's suspended again, 60 days this time. So she gets 60 days with Del Rio. In the meanwhile, Hideo Itami gets injured again. Hideo just can't catch a break, man. I feel for that dude.
Don't feel for him. That guy, he got a good life, man.
That dude, man, but he keeps getting hurt. And because of this injury, he had to pull out of the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Oh, you're talking about Hideo?
Yeah.
Hideo Itami. My bad. I think you're talking about Del Rio.
Uh-uh.
Mm. Oh, no, yeah. I feel so bad. This dude... And I'm scared that WWE is gonna be like, oh fuck this guy, and just be like, this guy is injury prone. You know?
Yeah.
They're just gonna push him aside, but like when he comes back, he's just gonna be a mid carder.
Yeah. This always injury prone, man. Couple other things in the news this week. WWE is still holding off the big push for Enzo and Big Cass, with the thinking they'll go over with a title win at Mania 33. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's why they're pushing them slowly. That way, like close to WrestleMania, that's when they're gonna shoot for the stars.
But who's gonna be your champions by that point, though?
It has to be.
Knew they gonna hold it that long?
I don't know. Unless you want to go heel with New Day again. Because, honestly, some people are already turning on them.
I mean, I thought, to be honest with you, I thought Gallows and Anderson should have beat New Day by now.
Oh, man. I feel so bad. I don't know if y'all read what I
was saying. Just assuming that nobody's going to... They might be going for the record first.
Yeah. I think they need, on December, they beat the Demolition record.
Mm-hmm.
December the 7th?
I think, like December some shit. I don't fucking remember, but that's when they beat the Demolition record.
Yeah. And then they'll claim it.
I really care less about
that. I just feel like New Day has been a cancer to the tag team division.
Why do you feel that way?
Because, look at all the people, like, from the day they won that shit.
Mm.
These motherfuckers, they don't lose.
What's wrong with that?
It's just like, and then you get all these other tag teams, and one by one, they keep falling to them one by one, and it's like...
Well, that happens sometimes.
No, I know it does, but just, I'm tired of shit. Like, fuck, it's been so long already. These motherfuckers been on top, and like, not one tag team has come and be like, like Luke and Gallo, everybody thought it was them, and then they do that stupid shit with the trombones and this and that. Like, man, fuck the New Day.
Nobody was saying that when Punk was
I was. This shit was one of the worst days of my life. I hate it. I'm like, this overrated second shit has the title for this long. The other guy, Mage.
Well, he don't have the record, so.
Yeah. Bet he ain't got the record.
Nobody's gonna get the record.
Not that thing. Not in this day and age they won't. But as long as I see American Alpha get those titles over on SmackDown, I'm happy. And I'm hoping they soon. Nothing against my boy Heath Slater, but
the Usos gotta get it first so they can take it.
Yeah.
Man, Hot Toss cousin ain't gotta win them things, man.
If you think about it, that's the only way when what is it, American Alpha? When they win it, that way it could look big. You know, taking it away from the Usos. If they take it away from, what the fuck is the name?
Rhino.
Man Beast and, whatever.
Rhino and Heath Slater.
Yeah. It don't mean shit. But taking it away from the Usos is a lot better.
Hey, Hightower, I like the way your cousins are coming out. You know, they ain't come out with the trunks no more. They come out, they coming out there with the t-shirts and the jeans. I like how they're coming out there.
Oh, yeah. They got that whole street look.
Yeah.
They look cool, though.
Yeah. You guys are probably right. I just want to see America not forget those titles because they're such a damn good team.
They can get it eventually.
Yeah.
Not now. Save them up.
We got. What do you guys think about your boy James Ellsworth beating AJ Styles in a non-title match on SmackDown Live?
Man, fuck that. I thought he was going to die. If you look closely, put that in a slow motion. Mm-hmm. If AJ Styles didn't, like, throw him up to the right a little bit, he would have mm-hmm. killed him.
Because he tucked his head at the end of that, didn't he?
Yeah, but it, yeah, and it was actually this guy. He slowly turned to the like to the right, so he could land on his knees and not on the face.
Mm.
That should scare me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they made a lot of websites too that AJ saved the dude being permanently injured. So you know, I just can't believe they let Ellsworth get that win on Styles like that. You let him look strong at the pay per view, only to lose to him on SmackDown Live.
No, but remember, they do that to everybody. Triple H, who the hell was it Triple H lost to? They do that to, like, all the big heels, you know?
Mm. Oh, you talking about his, Triple H's loss to Jeff Hardy?
No, it was somebody smaller than that.
Mm.
Like, I know he lost to Hardy, but he lost to someone else that was a pure jobber.
Mm.
And yeah, I remember they did that to Kurt Angle. That's all the big heels.
We'll see what's on the plate for AJ Styles. Roger Strong finally makes his debut in NXT. Go ahead, Surfer. What were you saying? You were Surfer?
Rant. I didn't say anything.
Oh, that was you. You about to say something, Hightower?
I forgot.
What do you think about your girl, Hightower? On SmackDown Live, what do you think about her against Carmella?
Who?
Naomi.
Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right, Matt.
By the way, you Will.
Hmm?
Who was that lady that that jobber that fought at Bayley?
Oh, I've only seen her once.
That chick's booty is ooh. Who's that?
I've only seen her once, and I can't remember her name now. But I've only seen her one time, and I saw her on a smaller show. It wasn't anything like a Shimmer or a WSU. I saw her on a smaller show. The name escapes me right now, but she didn't look real good on Raw to me. She looked like she was kind of slow and out of sync a little bit.
No, I'm not talking about fuck that. I'm talking about the jobber's butt, man.
Oh,
shit. I don't know who the hell that was. I'm like, I hope Will knows.
We can look it up real quick. See who that is.
Yeah.
Damn.
She's a sister. And she got some meat on her.
Who's this new black girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just like a random jobber for that for Bayley.
Ain't she NXT?
No.
She's a local girl.
Yeah, local.
Yeah. She's a local girl. Reed Murray announces that T.J. Perkins will replace Hideo Tommy in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. I hate T.J. Perkins. I don't think he should be Cruiserweight Champion. I thought you were going to put the belt on somebody, you know, who you could established. You know, we've seen T.J. Perkins how many times before? He was in TNA for a little bit.
Yeah, but is this the first time we're here?
Yeah,
it's his first time. In WWE. But if you're a fan of wrestling, you know who he is.
That's not a reason not to give it to him.
He dabs, man. He dabs.
It came out earlier too. Came out this week. Lucha Underground may be expanding its reach by announcing its intentions to tour.
I get Lucha Underground now.
Say what?
I just found out I can watch Lucha Underground.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
I don't understand why they're touring though. I mean, I thought you were fine just the way it was. Now you want to use that extra money to tour?
Because
I love the say what? What was
no,
that?
No, go ahead.
I love the talent in Lucha Underground, but some of that production is terrible.
I think Lucha Underground have good production.
I mean, some of those camera spots are just bad. You know, but I love the talent though.
Like a soap opera, like more of a soap opera, right?
Yeah,
type of feeling.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like a movie more than a, you know, wrestling show.
Let me see. Look this up real quick. Well, I just think Lucha Underground doesn't need to tour. They need to stay where they are. I don't think they need to tour. You know, because touring can get you in trouble if you don't get the gate, or if you don't get a heavy gate.
That's true.
You know, I think they just need to stay, keep things the way they are, because touring can get you in trouble. You know, that can get you in really big trouble. WWE legend Jerry Lawler will host open workouts for this Friday's Bellator 162 card in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. He'll have Kimbo Slice's son with him, Kevin Ferguson Jr., along with Surfer's guy, Bobby Lashley. I still think that was bullshit the way he lost that title. I mean, the move was cool, but he shouldn't have lost to Eddie Edwards.
I know. That was horrible. Like me, I'm an EC3 fan, and like Bobby Lashley beat him. I applaud that. I don't care. But having this fucking guy beat Bobby Lashley after that strong ass, come on, man.
it speaks volumes. First of all, they felt nobody was probably watching their pay per view.
Mm-hmm.
And they were watching like me. They didn't pay for it.
Mm.
And so they was probably thinking, we don't want the belt to change hands while nobody's watching. So we'll wait till TV where people will tune in. And then, it's rudimentary shit that they would.
Yo, but if anything, I would have just kept him with the title.
Right.
Eddie Edwards? What the
I mean, why him? He just lost on him. He lost on that pay-per-view. So you get rewarded for losing?
And then the thing is, yo, Bobby Lashley, like, his reign has been so strong. Like, he's been killing people back and forward. Like, all the top people, he killed them. And then you get this fucking vanilla midget out of nowhere just...
Vanilla midget.
Well, maybe they trying to maybe they figure, well, the WWE got a vanilla midget, so.
Oh, shoot.
Like, yeah, let's do the same, right? Fuck out of here. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Man, I'm thinking. Oh, and I don't even read. This guy already lost the title too. Aaron Rex.
Yeah.
He lost it to Bullwinkle.
Yeah, he
and
did.
And who else? Way. And then, damn it, what's her name? And then I think she already lost the women's champion too.
Maria.
Then who she lost it to already?
Didn't she lose it to Gail Kim, I thought?
No, yeah. Gail Kim lost it to someone else already.
She did?
Yeah. Supposedly she already lost it to someone else.
Wow.
Let's see if I find. I'm like, yo, they're making all these. Cause remember, they recorded like 10 shows like in a week.
Yeah, and I understand NXT is starting to do that too, which I don't understand. You know, because I thought it wouldn't, correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
Oh, it was the girl from that crazy chick. What's her name?
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but wasn't NXT Live?
NXT?
Yeah, I thought NXT was live.
No. When? This Wednesday?
Yeah, I thought, in general, I thought it was a live show.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Not all of them. Mm-hmm. Not all of them. Oh, yeah, but like I was saying, the new TNA Women's Champion,
mm-hmm.
is that, damn, was that chick that was with,
Gail Kim?
No, that she's fucking crazy. She got all that pain in her face. She was with Abyss and Crazy Steve.
Oh, okay. She's part of that. That's right. She's part of that faction. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's part of Decay.
Yeah,
she's the new women champion. She beat Gail Kim for it.
Oh, and that girl you're talking about, I looked her up. She does a
something
lot of,
Fields.
Cammy Fields. She does a lot of wrestling over in
Kim Fields?
Cammy Fields. She does a lot of wrestling over in the NWA. She's one half of the NWA Western States Tag Team Championships, but she's known over there as Holly Dead.
Holly Dead?
Yeah. She's over in the NWA. And some of those factions over there are pretty cool. Matter of fact, I'll put this up on the page real quick.
What do y'all think about, let's say, Matt Hardy buying TNA?
No.
He can't afford TNA.
Nope.
Supposedly he got some good money in the side, man.
That's most of his money, though.
That would say a lot if the person that you're paying can afford to buy you out.
Nah, yo. Yeah, they not. You see them, they this and that, but these motherfuckers got money in the law. They not stupid.
Well, he does have the big mansion with the gardener and the drones.
Yeah.
The lake and everything.
Yeah. They're supposed to be shooting
in the day.
I don't know what the hell he's feeding his wife. And I don't know if it was after that baby. Yo, but that butt is jiggles, man.
He can afford a dinghy.
If you go over to the Colin Show page, Randy, on Facebook, I'll put it up there.
Okay.
And it seems, speaking of the Hardys, the last few matches, the final Impact taping of the year will take place at Matt Hardy's compound in North Carolina.
Yeah, heard about that shit?
It's going to feature a tag team Apocalypto type match that will include teams outside of TNA. And
a Kangaroo's having a match.
And Hardy publicly invited the New Day and the Young Bucks to the match.
And I don't know if you read, a Kangaroo is fighting and his son, as I think like once, he's having his wrestling debut.
See, I've never heard of that. I never heard that one. That's a
yeah, man. His son, Ken Maxwell, is having his first match.
Oh god. Oh god.
Because it's supposed to be like a all out crazy show.
That baby better get a check and get a check quick. It also is in the news this week that WWE is no longer interested in buying TNA.
They go still five. Yo, think about it. They got all their top people. It makes sense.
They buy TNA. That could ruin their stock.
No, I don't think so, man.
How so? Yeah, I do.
How so? Because
I feel like they got all their big people. So if they want to sell their DVDs and shit that make some money, like for Samoa Joe, for Bobby Roode.
Excuse me. sorry. Let me ask you a question.
Hmm?
Let me ask you a question, Randy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is there any TNA DVD, excuse me, you want to buy from TNA?
Like, if they make, like,
no,
if I mean, they...
No. Yes or no? Is there any TNA DVDs you want to buy from TNA?
Not from TNA, no.
So why would you buy it from the WWE? It's going to be the same fucking video.
No. My thing is this. Let's say my thing is this. I'm a big Bobby
Roode. TNA. I want to get that and I want to see it.
Oh, yeah. That I wouldn't mind seeing
it. TNA.
But if they want to do a whole life story.
They know how to put their DVD.
What'd you say, Hightower?
WWE know how to put good ass documentary together. Yes, I'd rather get my shit from WWE because they know how to put good documentaries together.
So what are they going to put together?
Oh man,
I'm saying what they're going to put together from the TNA library that's going to get you interested.
The rise and fall of TNA.
And no, they got all the matches.
I'm trying to get the call on.
Okay. You know what? You know what? I wouldn't trust that. Sorry. I don't know why I'm hiccuping on. I wouldn't trust that from WWE. Because they would slant that to make TNA look so fucking bad. It's not even funny.
But I feel like, okay, let's say now that they have the guys, they're like, oh, these are our guys now. So they don't mind showing them. So they could show all AJ Styles versus Bobby Roode. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe and Austin Aries, all of that, and I wouldn't mind seeing that shit, especially better quality.
All right, so why wouldn't you buy it from TNA then?
Oh my God, you don't understand. Because now they work together also in.
Shoot.
How would you like to see? I would like to see this. Let's say you could see.
Call on the 619. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
All I got to say is fuck Goldberg and Hardy Ass. You know who this is, damn it. The midnight ride I have to burn.
Give me a minute. I need to try to get everybody back. This came on. He said it. Oh. Give me a minute. Let me see if I can get some folks back. Oh my goodness, folks, we got the return of Big Tone. Oh man, let me see if I can get everybody back. Let me see if I can get Surfer back. Let me see.
All I got, that's all I got to say. You guys know how I hate that fucker.
Oh my goodness, let me see if I can get some folks back here real quick. I brought Big Tone and I lost everybody. Let me see if I can get. Okay, here we go. Now we get some. Oh, damn. Now everybody's not coming back. Give me a second. Give me a second, Big Tone. 1-9-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-
Go ahead and get everybody back in. I got to do a quick run in because I'm right in the middle of taking care of some business with my mom.
Okay.
So I just wanted to call. Let everybody know, hey, I appreciate all the sentiments and stuff. I know I've been gone for a while after my pops passed away. I've been taking care of my mom's, and I got school and stuff now, so I forgot about you.
Hey.
I still love y'all. Y'all my brothers. I forgot, but I just had to call and say, fuck Goldberg, because I know he'll be back on Monday.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, and let beautiful Bobby know that Dennis Condrey coming back for his spot, so don't think he's going to be there forever.
I got you, my dude. We'll talk to you, man.
All right, man, y'all take it easy. All
right, laters. Oh, man, Big Tone is back. Let me go ahead and let's do this real quick, guys. Let me see if I can get some folks back here. I got Hightower back. I got Randy back. Let me see if I can get Surfer back real quick.
I thought I was the only one. I'm like,
and,
what the fuck?
And there we go. No, because I was so excited to see him come back. That was Big Tone who called in, and I was so excited for him to come back. I went to his car and it got rid of everybody, but I got you guys back, so it's all good. Hey, Hightower.
Yeah.
Big Tone said he'll be back soon, man.
Surfer.
He said he'll be back too. He'll be back soon.
I'm to talk about Brock Lesnar. Goldberg.
I got a question, and Surfer, you kind of up there with me. when you look at WWE and you look at, well, WWF back then and WCW, which one did you gravitate to more? Was it more a preference of area or what?
Which is the two companies I liked?
Yeah.
I didn't have a preference of one over the other. I just, you know, I watched them both. You know, I was a channel clicker.
Right. So you just went from back to the other, back to the other. I got you.
What about you, Hightower?
What did you like more, WCW more or WWF?
I like WWF because, I'm from California, so I got WCW and WWF in 1993, 1994, so I will always watch both of them back and forth, especially during the Monday Night Wars.
Right.
But first, I probably was a WCW fan because I used to watch WCW Saturday Night. But then I kind of gravitated more towards. Hold on.
Good, man. Do your thing. Real quick, too. A few things I want to go ahead and. My other notes.
All right. In fact, I'll. My bad.
Go ahead, man.
I gravitated more to WWE in probably 1994, 1995. Mm. But I'm a WWE guy, WWF guy.
What about you, Randy?
Oh, the same. Like I told you earlier, I used to watch, because like growing up, I used to love like watching Eddie Guerrero. Mm. So he was in WCW. So it worked perfectly for me. Cause he used to come out on like in the first hour, you know, like the whole cruiserweight thing. Mm. So I used to watch the cruiserweight from 8, and then at 9, poof, that was it. I didn't change channel. I just had my, you know, just straight up Warzone.
Right. Yeah, I was like Surfer. I was looking at a channel clicker back and forth to each one too. So I didn't necessarily take one over the other. I just want to see some good wrestling back in the day.
I took one of them when I saw Shawn Michaels in 1993. No, 1994 when I saw 1994 mm-hmm. when I saw Shawn Michaels. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. To also like turn both of them on, to like watch both TVs at the same time.
I couldn't do it. I had to watch one. You know, sometimes you had to. If it was like two good matches, you would channel click, and there were very few bad shows back in the day. But sometimes you might have to record one and watch the other.
If it was some like really crazy shit going off, I had to put both TV at the same time.
Damn. But see, I always knew as a child at the time that WCW had the had better wrestling than WWF. When the Monday Night Wars is going on, especially with the Cruiserweights. I really did like the Cruiserweight, but I did not like the light heavyweight shit. I used to wait all the way until like the end.
No, that was horrible.
Like, you know, like in the middle of Raw, like I wait for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, the Warzone. I mean, it was Raw is War, and then Warzone later.
How did Hoover 2 Guerrero end up on both shows at the same time?
Hey, what you mean?
You guys remember that?
Hoover 2
Guerrero.
No, I remember him. I just don't remember him being on both shows.
Yeah, he was on, I think it was him. He was on both shows at the same exact time. Because The Rock was cutting, he was on Monday Night Nitro, and The Rock was cutting a promo on him at the same time.
You sure it was him? Cause
I think it was Hoover 2.
No, I don't think it was him, because I think he made his debut when he came with that racist-ass gimmick.
Because who did The Rock do that promo with then? Because I thought it was him.
I don't know who.
I'll look it up. All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we get into the throwback?
The throwback?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a quick throwback tonight. I saw it the other day, and it kind of stuck out on my mind. Wrestle War 92, WCW.
Ooh. Okay. I don't know much about it. That I guess I will get my ass to Wikipedia right now.
That was before you. I know Surfer. I know you watched the Surfer.
What's the name of that?
Wrestle War 92.
Wrestle War, okay.
What, recently?
Wrestle, I know you watched it before, Surfer.
A long time ago.
Now, back in 92, that's when the Freebirds, that's when you got Jimmy Garvin and Michael Hayes. I've never been a Michael Hayes fan, but I thought this match was pretty decent. They beat Terry Taylor and Greg the Hammer Valentine to win the WCW tag team titles. I've never been a Michael Hayes fan, but I thought that was a pretty good match.
Don't tell that to Bret Hart.
Man, the hell with Bret Hart. And that's a damn shame, because I was a fan of Bret Hart back in the day. I thought he was cool. And now to just see him the way he is, it's just disheartening, man. It's just disheartening. That Donna Dallas Page and Thomas Rich defeated Bob Cook and Firebreaker Chip. I know everybody here remember Firebreaker Chip. You guys there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I thought I lost you guys for a second.
I never saw it. That's why I don't know. I can't chime in.
Man, nobody watched that? Shoot.
It's Surfer said he saw it.
At the time, because I was watching WWF at the time with Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
And I barely knew about wrestling around 1992.
Wow.
It was all like a funnel memory for me.
Mm.
All I knew was Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior at that time. Mr. Perfect and them.
Ron Pillman?
Mr. Perfect.
Ron Pillman was at his highest, almost at the height of his career in WCW at that time. Almost.
At that time in 1992, mm-hmm. I was... 1993, I was just started getting it.
Mm.
1992, I was like straight probably on WWF. But didn't even know about wrestling and all like that.
Mm.
I remember fucking just hoping for Hogan to lose when I was young. I was always like going for Roddy Piper.
Mm. But let's get the throwback then, because like I said, Surfer hadn't seen it in a while. I saw it the other day for my second time.
Throwback is probably, how old are you, Randy? You around my age?
Yeah, I'm 29.
Oh, yeah, we're both 29, so our throwbacks will probably be like 1994,
1995, WrestleMania, and I know WrestleMania 2000 will be up there for you guys.
Oh yeah, like if you want to do one of those, yeah. like the last hour, you let us know which one. Like you tell us what pay per view we'll watch it, and then we can talk about it. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll get into that definitely next week. But check it out. It was a good pay-per-view to me. It's on YouTube. I don't think the network
has it. What was the main event for that?
I don't think it's on the network yet. It was a War Games match. Steam Squadron with Steam, Barry Windham, Dustin Rhodes, Ricky Steamboat, Nikita Koloff. They ended up beating the Dangerous Alliance, Steve Austin, Rick Rude, Arn Anderson, Bobby Eaton, and Larry Zbysko.
The fuck? What kind of match is that?
It's a War Games match.
Wait, that's the one with the two cages?
Yeah.
Well, I never understood that shit. So,
I couldn't stand
two people start,
I couldn't stand,
and then like randomly they go in, like the Elimination Chamber.
I couldn't stand Larry Zbysko back in the day. I hated him. I hated that fool. Yeah, I hated. His on-screen promoter persona just screamed asshole to me. It really did. It really did. I just never been a fan of Larry Zbysko. All right, guys. Anything else we got tonight before I go ahead and we go ahead and close out the show for this evening?
I did want to say, Surfer. Have you saw The Accountant, Surfer?
Yes, I watched The Accountant.
Do you think it was good?
It was decent enough.
No, I loved it. One of the best movies of this year.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta be honest, I nodded off at a part of it, so.
Which one was that one? That's the one with,
Ben Affleck.
Ben, oh, yeah.
Anybody, Surfer, I'll just, we'll just wait and catch you tomorrow. Where you reading comic show tomorrow at 5 p.m. Because I want to get your take on the shows of the week, Surfer. CW shows of the week.
I'm not doing the CW shows this week.
But let me get your thoughts now. What do you think about them?
Talk about, what you going to talk about tomorrow? Well, let's get your thoughts on CW.
Comic-Con news.
Okay. What do you think about the CW shows?
Listen, I have to introduce my new co-host.
Yes, you have to do that.
Jordan Cobb. We got
who said it was Jordan Cobb? Why would it be Jordan?
We already know Jordan Cobb. This is all the roof. This is all planned.
Roof.
Oh, Jordan Cobb. We will hear Jordan Cobb tomorrow, guys.
This wasn't a ruse that we had between each other. I mean,
you can't pull the wool over my head.
He said it was a work, Surfer. He said it was a work.
No, man. Not a work. Not a work at all.
That's what he
the
said.
Biggest work I ever see.
No, dude. Not a work.
He's got a new co-host. New. He's got a new co-host. Okay.
Anyway, Flash I thought was pretty good. Fucked up how the timeline is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Arrow wasn't bad.
Definitely.
Supergirl. Superman show was decent. I haven't watched Gotham yet or Lucifer. Mm. Watch them tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm going to watch Gotham. Who going to watch Gotham? Gotham is boring.
Nah, man. I actually enjoyed it.
Everybody says nobody watches Gotham. But somebody's watching it because Fox doesn't keep shows. If nobody's watching them.
I watched it. I watched the beginning, and it's okay. First of all, you got who's the fucking Joker?
There is no Joker.
Yeah, right now there is no Joker.
There should be a Joker. There should be a fucking Joker.
No, it should not be a Joker. Especially when we know that Batman was responsible for creating the Joker.
Yeah, like it'll make no sense.
So, Batman and that could at least make him and Batman friends, like his best friend was Joker, something like that.
Oh, no. You know,
Hush is there, but they don't talk about
that. You know who was Batman's friend? Harvey Dent. And yet they've got Harvey Dent on there as a grown man.
I don't know. It's stupid. Like, I thought you were almost a Joker, or he was something like the Joker.
The thing is, that's the thing with Gotham.
Batman, you just have to have the Joker with Batman. You have to.
But there's no Batman. My problem is, there's no Batman. Yes. So most of these villains shouldn't be showing up.
There's a young Batman. That's a young Bruce. So you have to have at least have a young Joker or somebody like that.
No. First of all,
tell our story. Let me write this shit.
Talking about Batman, did y'all see that, what is it, like, the Return of the Caped Crusader?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
That shit is funny, yo, and I didn't like those little jabs calling them gay and shit.
Who called them gay?
The little, their aunt. She called him a fag. Come on, man.
I didn't hear that part.
No, she didn't straight up call him.
It was insinuated, sir.
What? Well, she's like, say it again.
I can't wait till new Batman movie.
Wait. Let's back up. What made you think she thought they were gay?
Yeah, you seen that little scene where she's like, damn it. Like, oh, you know what they do? Like,
because she knows. No, the joke is she knows that Batman and Robin.
I know, but the way she said it, like, I think they call. She called him.
You didn't pay attention to the movie.
No, I did.
She first comes on the scene, and they're like, we're about to go fishing. And she's like, in the middle of the night, she's like, come on, why not just admit that, you know, why don't you just tell me the truth? And then she said to Alfred, come on now, I know that Batman and Robin. Alfred's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And I know what they're doing, like, late at night. in the cut like that. I'm like,
no, she's saying she knows that Batman and Robin.
Oh, really? Stupid.
On the TV show, she had no clue. No, but it made it so in the cartoon. She knows. Yeah. She knows the truth. But she wants them to admit to it.
Yeah, but okay, but you know that back in the day they used to make fun of that. You know that the whole gay thing. No, they used to make the. Oh my goodness.
That didn't come until later on, when people got older and started making fun of it. They didn't make fun of that when the TV show was on.
I love Batman, so I don't like this Gotham they got. It's some stupid whoever the creator. He dumb. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I thought Return of the Caped Crusader was written very cleverly. You know, they had the tone of the TV show and the current 66 comic book.
Let me put you up on game. The only reason why this shit is on because of Fox. That's all.
But Fox is not forgiving to TV shows. They can't.
Yeah, yeah.
They cancel TV shows in a minute.
I'll be getting like 900 people or to a million. That's not a lot. Whatever. That's
Course.
You know the thing that kills me though.
That I agree because Fox will cancel on the second show.
World is way more better than Gotham.
How Gotham gonna stay on, but Constantine get canceled?
Different networks for one.
I'm just saying, Constantine to me was a better show.
Constantine had been on CW from the start; it'd still be on the air.
Much better show than Gotham.
I know plenty of shows.
Yeah, but I feel like Gotham gets a lot of like bad shit. Nothing is okay. Because that's another thing people got to understand. He's not Batman yet.
Better than Gotham.
And this is mostly about Gordon. So like people need to relax.
My thing is, if you're doing a show about Gordon and the crime in Gotham and taking on the mob, I have no problem with that. But they keep trying to shoehorn in all these Batman villains.
Why they're doing that? It's because to get more viewers.
They should have slowly start putting them out. Right. They just rushing them out.
But when Killer Croc shows up, the police can't handle him. That's why you need a Batman.
They should have did because obviously what they should have did is a slow burn. Penguin should have been on this season 3, like something like all this other shit. Like there should never been no villains.
It should just be
all mafia type of shit first. Then when you get to the third season, that's when you start bringing out all these damn villains.
This is what they should have done. If they wanted to do a Gotham, if they wanted Bruce Wayne, you should.
Now they're going to have to eventually, fourth season, Batman should be a teenager by then. Because now you got all these
teenagers now.
Okay, so he's going to be a young fucking Batman by season 4.
No! That's ridiculous.
Hey, finish it up.
He's far from being Batman.
They're going to have to eventually make him into Batman.
So, Surfer.
Okay, listen to what I was trying to say. If you wanted to have Bruce Wayne on there, you should have had him around 18 or 19 and him starting his training to be Batman. They wanted the whole, you know, the Wayne's getting shot and him being a kid. And he's nowhere near wanting to, like, this kid is not driven for justice or vengeance.
Hell yeah.
Right now, he's whining about, I got a friend who killed my parents. That's not the Bruce Wayne from the comics.
Supergirl's better than this. And I'm watching getting the Supergirl.
Gordon right now is not even a cop. Listen, they corrupted him when they had him kill Gallivant last year. They should have never had Gordon kill anybody. Gordon should have been the one guy that you couldn't, you know, make do something to break the law.
Fox be coming out with these dumbass shows that don't even be that fucking good. I'm sorry.
I got a problem with Supergirl. I know.
But to answer your question, the reason why I still cover it, because there are people out there still watching it.
I got trash.
Well, it's not my place to tell somebody not to watch it.
I think I thought all the shows on CW were good this week. I felt kind of sorry for Jimmy Olsen a little bit because he got dumped.
What do you mean Jimmy Olsen got dumped?
Yeah, Supergirl dumped him.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, you need to go back and watch it. Because she's still trying to figure out, she figured out how to be Supergirl, and now she's trying to figure out Carr, and she tells Jimmy, I think it would just best to be friends.
I just think it's fucked up that this guy made him say it, like, kill my mom, like, make me say it. I'm like, oh, that's cold.
You talking about Flash?
Yeah. I thought that scene was so cold, yo. I'm like, shit.
I thought, but I have no problem in any of those shows. I just felt sorry for Jimmy on Jamie.
Well, I think
that's about all that.
I think this Alchemy is really Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people think it's Tom Felton. That Tom Felton is Alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's too easy. They've done that the last two seasons. But the person right under your nose is the villain.
Yeah.
And since Tom Felton is new on the show, it would be easy to end up that he's the villain behind everything. But I just think it's the Reverse Flash because he hates that motherfucker. They hate each other. But Reverse Flash showed up on Legends of Tomorrow.
It was good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, won't you?
They doing the Legion of Doom.
It was good to see Kid Flash.
Do you cover Vampire Diaries?
Hell no.
Now, you know what show you used to talk about? And I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna give it a chance. That shit is good. Damn it. The chick is Zombie.
iZombie.
Oh my god, that show is so good.
I cover Vampire Diaries or the originals. What's wrong with you, dude?
I don't cover the originals or the Vampire Diaries.
That show's out there.
I'm a grown man. I don't go for that YA shit.
Oh, God.
We're covering iZombie.
No, man. iZombie, I thought that was some girls. Okay.
It does like falls into the same shit category.
No, it don't. No, it do not.
Dude, that shit has comedy, and that shit is fucked up at the same time.
All I got to say, poor Jimmy. He got dumped by Supergirl. Poor Jimmy. Damn.
You understand Vampire Diaries and originals, you don't like it. Okay?
I watched True Blood. That one I watched.
I love True Blood.
I've had enough of vampires. I'm trying to get into Van Helsing.
That was the last vampire thing I watched.
True Blood. That so-called Westworld.
I haven't watched it yet. I got to...
Rain, I'm there with you. I'm there with you.
You probably saw the movie, right?
Yeah, I saw the movie. I saw
Cold Class
movie. I got shit out of you when I was a little kid.
That was the one with this dude? Wolverine?
They scared the shit out of me when I was a little kid.
They supposed to bring your show back, another Underworld.
Underworld
and Resident Evil.
Yeah.
About Resident Evil.
Yeah, but Resident Evil is supposed to be the last one, right?
Surfer, have you already seen Doctor Strange yet?
I only saw the 15-minute preview.
The little trailer? Yeah, I saw that too.
Trailer. It was a 15-minute preview they had in the theaters.
Oh, okay.
I don't even want to... Tell me, is it going to be like Inception a little bit? Because it looked like Inception.
No.
Because it's just...
It's not just... See, Inception... Inception was like, you know, in going into different layers of the mind. This is a different reality. Just because some buildings fold from each other, that doesn't make an Inception.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And buildings folding on top of each other in Inception. How many scenes did that take place?
Only a couple of times, right? Not that much. One time, I think. Oh, haven't thought. But I can't wait till Doctor Strange come out. Oh, that's going to be a good movie.
I mean, listen. You know about this shit. Well, no. What? Fuck, are we getting Thanos?
Huh?
When the fuck are we getting Thanos?
Man, we getting that shit next year.
No. This motherfucker, I feel like in every movie, he put on that glove and, like, what the fuck? Like, did Infinity it Gauntlet. Fit him?
The when Infinity
he
Gauntlet?
Went to get it, like, resized or some shit?
You talking about the Infinity Gauntlet? You don't live hella far from Earth, so.
It's his glove.
That's his, the Infinity Gauntlet is his.
No, I know, but I don't think it fit him, because
the
motherfucker's lasting mad long to come out.
We might see on Ragnarok, right?
The Infinity Gauntlet isn't a, it's only called that because he took one of his gauntlets and put the gems on him.
Mm. I ask you, so you think we're gonna see him on Ragnarok?
No.
Like a scene? No? You sure?
Yeah, I think so. Not unless they do something at the end.
Regardless of the galaxy, at least? We gotta see
They're saying no, but they could be lying.
Yeah, that could be.
I'm fucking pissing me off already.
About too, because I like Thor is one of my favorites when it comes to Marvel.
All right, one
last movies or the book?
Just the movie.
All right, guys, I got one more question, then we'll roll out for the night. Then we'll roll out for the night. WWE 2K
Power Rangers trailer.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that coming out too. Yeah,
that should look nice. I'm not gonna.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Who got WWE 2K17? I don't have it yet.
I am about to get it on Friday. They said it's just like you're actually WWE backstage promos. You cut promos. Mm. You can interfere in people cutting their promos. You can beat Seth Rollins' ass if he's taking too long on his promo. Run in there and whoop his ass if he's talking.
I gotta check it out for sure.
It looks really good. Because I was asking my cousin, because he got it. Is there a difference between 2016 and 2017? 16
to 17. He said, "Yeah." I hope the pin system changed from 16, because I couldn't stand the pin.
Well, the gameplay is still the same as 16 and 15. Of course, the gameplay will always be the same.
Because you know the pin system changed from 15 to 16.
Well,
so hopefully,
yes and no. When it came to like gameplay, it still got some of the same gameplay. If you really want to say, it still got some of the gameplay from Raw versus SmackDown.
Mm.
That's still the same gameplay. It's just
the nuances here and there.
It's just a little different. Like they added more shit on.
Gotcha. All right, guys. Real quick before we get out here tonight, let's go ahead and plug our shows on this fine network, rantemradio.com. We got The Rant Tuesdays at 8 p.m. AA and Tony C. We got Thumbstick Ninjas. What's that? We got Thumbstick Ninjas every Wednesday at 9. Rob DeMigo and the crew, Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9. Tumberger Throwbacks is on a hiatus. And we wrestling
cards. I can't hear anything. Is it just me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you now. Yeah, now
okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. I'll start over. We got The Rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. with AA and Tony C. Followed by Thumbstick Ninjas every Wednesday at 9 with Rob DeMigo and the crew. Thursday at 9 is Rant and Wrestling. Turnbuckle Throwbacks Friday at 9 with my brother Phil Rea. Wrestling Caller Show, myself, William D. Morgan, Big Tone, who called in earlier, Keith Hightower, he's with us now. Good to see Mr. Big Tone back with us. And we got
Big Tone?
Yeah, he called in earlier. And we got the What Are You Reading comic book show every Sunday at 5 p.m. with Surfer. And Surfer has a new host. So you guys definitely check in tomorrow to find out who his new host is. Surfer ain't told me yet. So I guess the only person he told was AA. So
I ain't telling him either.
Oh.
He's hiding stuff from the boss, huh?
Man, he ain't the boss of me.
All right, man. All right, look. I'm a man. I'm a ruin. It's me, guys. It's me.
It's you. Okay.
He ain't the boss of me.
It's Deontay Baker.
Nobody the boss of me.
Deontay Baker.
It could be Phil.
It could be Phil.
Now, Phil takes Sunday for families.
He's going to
family time Sundays.
Deontay going to be the first.
Is right.
Head nod.
Yo, there's so much shit to do over here in PA.
Y'all did hear me and Rach have it out a couple weeks ago, right?
What happened?
Yeah. You didn't hear it on my show?
Oh, so I heard it.
What week was that?
Like, what was it? 2 weeks ago, was it? Last time I was on the air?
Was you on the, yeah, 2 weeks ago, because you was on the air this week.
Yeah, he was preempted for the debate, yeah. Dagon,
smack his ass down.
So he don't have the show anymore?
Who?
Rage?
Where? Randy, where have you been?
Honestly, yo, I come on this show, but I don't have time. I don't have much time.
There's no freaks and geeks.
Yeah.
No, that I know, because I heard that episode like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the last show.
Yeah.
And I was so happy when I heard about the other people, because I'm going to be
honest. Don't bring that up here.
I'm not going to mention anything. I'm just glad, because I hated them motherfuckers.
Don't bring it up here. Don't bring it up here.
No, I'm not.
That's water on the bridge.
But some people not, but.
That was trash.
Water under the bridge, man. Water under the bridge. We're past that.
So, like, why can't you Islanders get along with each other?
Where's he from?
We're not gonna talk about it here. You guys want to talk about it?
Why he asking, man?
I don't know. But you guys
trying to lure me in and shit.
But you guys,
how many Caribbean islands are there?
You guys can take that off air, but But yeah, man, it can't be Deontay Baker be surface co-host, because all they're gonna do is be behind the keyboard talking to him. That's all they're gonna do the whole time. Be behind the keyboard.
Yeah, I'm a spill of beans. I exclusive.
Oh,
you got to drop for exclusive.
Call and show exclusive. Hit us up, surfer. Hit us up.
It's nobody.
Is missing nobody?
Nah, ain't nobody.
You're lying, bro.
But this is tomorrow?
The return of Jordan is coming tomorrow.
This
whole thing has not been a work. I promise you. I will explain all tomorrow. It's not a work.
What are you reading? Comic Book Show, 5 p.m. Check it out.
Worked the whole damn
company. On the airwaves of Rant EM Radio, definitely check it out.
You are wrong, it's not a work.
It's not a work, man. He's got a new co-host. Brand new co-host.
I mean, why would I do a work for this long? He was off the air, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
It doesn't matter. A work is a work.
Yeah, you're milking it in, man.
I mean, I'm going to let the cat out the bag. I'm the new co-host. It's me. It's me all along.
It's me. Ah, son of a bitch.
It's me. But all right, guys, if there is nothing else, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Thank you everybody in the chat room. Thank you all you callers. Thank you.
No grabbing.
Yes, no grabbing that. No, don't do it, fellas. You go to jail. Don't do it.
And look, man, my best advice.
Yeah, this is sweet talking first.
My best advice, all the fellas listening out there, if you're gonna move on a woman, don't be a bitch about it.
There you go.
Grab the pussy. Don't be scared.
Come on now, Rick.
Don't do it, Randy.
That's
don't
sexual
do
assault,
it.
Man.
Don't do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. You sweet.
No. That has no room on this airwaves.
We cannot condone that on this
sweet
network.
Sweet talking.
First of all, there's no
handle.
Grab the pussy.
There's no handle down there to grab lunches. How are you going to grab?
Randy.
Yes, you do. You grab by the lips.
Randy. We cannot condone that type of stuff on this
network.
I know,
man. Randy, you ought to be suspended from these airwaves.
These ain't FCC airwaves, but we still cannot conduct that type of
nobody
behavior.
On this show.
We cannot conduct that type of behavior on this show. We cannot do it.
Look. Fuck Donald Trump, but still, grab the pussy, guys.
Fellas, if you don't want to go to jail, don't do that. Don't do that. No, you will go to jail, and you will go to jail quick. So don't listen to Donald Trump. Don't do it. If there is nothing else Thank you guys for being here tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you guys next week. Take care, everybody.
Grab the pussy and fuck him around the pussy.
Damn. Damn.
Kept secret that leaked in 05. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm seeing the closed eyes. You keeping them wide open.
I'm my babe.
Line in a town not known for shine. A cosign, just get two throw signs. A cat to throw down.
Well, I gotta make mommy her macaroni thing.
South but downtown, far from the maddening crowd. My analog logarithm is bound to rock an actual crowd.
So she could take to work.
Put the G with the OD. I ain't gotta spell it. So many stories in the sea. Go tell them XP. Talk with them. Me and Jay Cook. Form, let Candid kill him unmercifully. Emergency. The smaller the circus will be, the larger the perk. The shorter your circuitry, certainly. You need a fuck with me, cause hearing me is gonna make you wanna hustle harder.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull a show on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder.
Get up and get your getting gold going. It's all possible, partner. You gotta hustle, hustle hard, hard. Muscle, muscle, hog, hog. Plant your seeds and harvest. Oblivious to obstacles, it's obvious it's hard. Start at the first chapter, mash and mash that verse. Learn how to bag it up, then get your paper. Smile and leak of blood. Two step in my loafers. Kinda bipolar, so I'm doing it for both of us. Grinding your endeavors, the error is just a speed bump. Ain't much new up under the sun, it's all a rerun.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder.